Hi, Emmanuel.
Yes, ma'am. I'm back. Sorry about that. I went to end the phone call. It wasn't. I didn't close the sale. Dude wants an estimate, but hopefully, $2,200 job.
Oh, what kind of job is it?
It's gutter cleaning and repair.
So, do you actually give people prices over the phone, or is it always the same?
No. Estimating. Okay. I'm estimating it. I'm how you call it? Since I was pipe fitting for so long and welding for so long, you deal with angles and numbers constantly. My
right.
mind is like a small, like a miniature calculator. So I know that the national average, which is literally what I go by to stay competitive, I know it's not good for business because it takes longer to be profitable, but I care more about the name and the reputation and the legacy than I do a little bit more money in my pocket.
Right.
But judging by, going by, because these are numbers that I deal with every day, just like y'all, your pricing on the back of your hand, just right there.
Right.
It's 80 cents. It's 80 cents a linear foot. Sir said that he had, 25, 2,600 square feet. So it's around $2,200. I obviously didn't tell this person, I'm going to quote you this much. I told him when he gave me the specifics for his house, I don't have a chance to see you until Saturday. That's when I said, thank you, squared him off for Saturday. But by the sounds of it, I'm judging. It's not him or anything. I'm judging that dude's not going to like it because it's one of those older, crankier gentlemen.
Oh.
But, hey, I treat everybody the same, fairly, equally. Doesn't matter. You're a cranky old dude or Karens. I have a couple positive reviews from a couple Karens, so I don't ever take. Like I said, we don't leave no money. We don't let no money leave the table.
Yeah.
That's the best part.
Right.
Going back to what we were saying, I spoke to my wife just now because she had told me, hey, what are we doing? Why are those people calling? She wasn't very happy that y'all called her phone. She gets scam calls a lot, and she's saying, don't buy anything because you don't know. But I already looked you guys up and everything. If not, I wouldn't have not continued the conversation this long. I have a lot of things to do. But I spoke to her, and we don't, right now we only have $200. So I do want to, the Facebook ads, like I said, if it's a today only thing, then I really can't do it. Because I'd rather get the whole thing and do it right the first time. Because it's myself that I'm being screwing up.
Well,
not,
I mean,
y'all
Mandel,
don't lose $50. I lose out on one.
You know, you can't always start, though, with the $199 and then upgrade once you get, more of the money. So that is possible. I mean, you're not, locked into just one thing with us. So you absolutely can upgrade later on if you'd like.
But it would it be with these prices or with the standard prices?
Because
that's all I take advantage of.
So the if you started with the $199, then it would go to the $299, right? It would just be an extra $100. What I could do, just to kind of help you out. I mean, I really like you, so I really want to do what I can to help you out. What I could do is get you in. Actually, it's a friends and family discount. We get three of these a year, and I don't actually know anybody who owns a business, so I can put that in for you. Would be $149 to start, and then that would be for everything, that I mentioned except for the Facebook ads, so that when you decided to upgrade, it would just be an extra $100. So it'd just be the $249. So that I could do that for you.
That's perfect. Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
I'm definitely down to do that.
Okay, wonderful. So now, I kind of already ran everything down for you, how it works. I'm just going to get some basics about your company. So Manuel, do you have a middle initial?
A.
Okay. And then what is your last name?
Lugo Irizarry. S-L-U-G-O. You can just use that legally in the States. They don't use the second last name.
Oh, okay. So wait, so it's S-A-L what?
No. It's L-U-G-O.
Oh, okay. L-U-G-O. Lugo. Okay. So you have two last names?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Second last name is I-R-I-Z-A-R-R-Y.
Well, so I guess it's more just like what you would want on documentation, like billing and stuff like that.
Which is why I said, like, it doesn't. You won't even find, like, I can send you my articles or organization and you won't find my name on it. My lawyer's name on it.
Oh.
We don't. We met our straw man over here. We know who our straw man is. We have control of our Federal Reserve Bank. All that.
Uh-huh.
That's what I was telling Bud in the other line. It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
we gonna get to know each other. Hopefully I can benefit a lot from y'all. And I know for a fact y'all are gonna learn a lot with me.
Yeah,
you know,
I love it.
I like working with people. I like working with people. And if I'm not that kind of employer or that kind of boss. I don't, hey, you're doing this wrong. Nah. Hey, bud.
Yeah.
I think, hey, look this up. How about this and this and this? Let's look this other way. Because if you change your angle,
right.
You change your point of view, you're going to see it differently. That way.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I'm a
finding solutions, right?
Exactly. Yeah. It's no point of arguing, no point of pointing fingers. No, it's a problem. Find a solution.
Absolutely.
And it's going. Everybody's happy.
So your state is kind of cut in half time zone, right? Are you like on Eastern or Central?
I'm on Eastern. I'm on Eastern.
I think it's so interesting with Kentucky and Tennessee that it's like that you can literally work on East Coast and live on the Central Time.
It's weird because I have worked at shipyards in Paducah. I've lived in Memphis. I've worked in Nashville. Like, you go from, like, DG, Bowling Green, South,
uh-huh.
to a different time zone.
Yeah.
You go from Litchfield, West, whole different time zone. And it's the same because this Litchfield is about an hour and 30 from here, from where I'm at right now.
Okay. So what's the best email for you?
M1APH at, oh, matter of fact, no, because I have bought.
Workspace.
Yeah, I forgot. I do so many things. I need a secretary and my assistant and everything. I can't do all these things by myself.
Well, you'll get it. You know, it'll come.
I think it's booking at kyoutdoorservices.com.
Okay.
Let me check. Before, let me check.
Okay.
Workspace.google.com. It is so much easier just working for somebody else.
Yeah, but there's a lot more benefits in working for yourself, you know.
Yeah, it's not fun working for somebody else.
I enjoy my job. I love to help people, you know, but I've been in positions where I've been, like an independent contractor. So I've been my own boss. And I definitely made a lot more money. There's a lot more money and advantages in that, just to kind of have my own freedom and do whatever I wanted, whenever I wanted, you know. But I enjoy my job.
If I had an employer right now, I couldn't be wearing basketball shorts in my bed having this business meeting.
So, yeah,
like I said,
for sure.
I'd rather this. I can make $2,000, $5,000 in a couple of days and then not work for the rest of the month.
Yeah, that's great. At least you have a skill, you know, that's definitely a skill. I just think it's so important. That's the one thing that my dad always says. You need a skill.
I play with a hose all day. I get to spend water all day. I don't pay for it because Kentucky subsidizes all that.
Oh, really? Okay.
like farmlands. Like if you know a farmer here, they get tax deductions for the water they use for their crops, for their livestock, all kind of stuff. And my papaw in law, Mr. Gary Matling, owns 3 farms. I just go over there with my IBC tote. Hey, I need 330 gallons. I don't care. Go over there and do it yourself, boy.
Okay. Well, I mean, you have an inch, that's for sure.
Hey, it's pressure washing. That's what I was telling the dude before. Like, it's all about knowing your customer and knowing, like, they love a good old boy that served their country, went to war and came back, couple tattoos and stuff. Yeah.
You're
single
a veteran?
Card. Yes, ma'am.
You should have told me that. I already gave you the 149, but I could have done that just because you are a veteran.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, we have veterans.
It's a thing that I don't like to play on when I'm talking about my LLC, because my individual entity and my business entity is, you know, is two different things.
Right.
Completely.
Right.
I don't like. I do say, because it's for consumer effect. It's an emotional psychology thing within marketing. I'm pretty sure that you know about it too. Like, it's veteran-owned, like, veteran-operated, minority-operated and owned and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't. I don't pertain to that when it comes to the business side. Just for
okay.
the consumers.
I guess it does say that on your Angie's, veteran-owned.
Mm-hmm.
So what branch were you in?
Army.
Okay. Well, thank you for your service.
I did there 4 years and I got out.
Yeah.
Y'all gonna pay for college, y'all gonna pay for my car and my student loan, and I'm done.
Yeah, definitely. My uncle was in the Air Force, and then my grandpa was in the Navy, so.
That's awesome.
Definitely have a few in there. So, Manuel, was that the right email address? The booking.
Yes, ma'am. I do apologize. It's
no.
booking@kyoutdoorservices.com.
Okay, perfect. That's what I have. So what's the best address for you?
For business?
So do you have a different business address? I mean, so since you already set up your own Google business profile, essentially this would just be for billing.
Okay, so if it's personal, it's 201 Harding Street in Bardstown, Kentucky. Zip code is 4004.
So you said it's 201 Harding Street, what city?
Bardstown.
Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
Who
All
is
right.
like that? Jesus.
So do you have a different address, though, for your business?
I just write located in. Google takes it as a location.
Yeah, so whatever we do, let's just say even the website or something like that, we wouldn't list your address online if you don't have a brick and mortar. A lot
mm-hmm.
of companies don't. So we absolutely have the ability to hide your address anywhere. Just going to get some basics about your company. Now, what are your hours of operation? Like, when do you want to be taking phone calls?
9 to 5.
Okay, Monday through Friday?
Monday through Saturday.
Okay.
I'm still debating if we should open on Sundays, because I am only human and I am only one person. And honestly, there comes when we did 10K last month, there came a point that I said, why am I working this much?
Yeah.
My truck is paid for. My wife's truck is paid for. The house is paid for. We have 2 full refrigerators. Not 1. 2. Why am I doing it? Basic necessities are already met.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well,
I
do you
want to
just
this, but
put
I could do,
Sunday by appointment? Or, I mean, we can always...
Nah, not even, honestly. This God's day. We just stay in, have Waffle House breakfast, and my wife cooks, and yeah, no, that's my lazy day.
Okay, no problem. I'll just keep it off. So it's not required for Google. I'm not really even sure it's required for your industry, but do you have any licensing or insurance or anything like that?
We are about to get insurance. I just don't know which one I have to get because I've been told that, oh, yeah, you don't need a license for services in the state of Kentucky, but they like it. I was like, who's they and how do I get it? So I have different okay, let me summarize your answer. If there is any that is required and y'all could let me know, I will acquire it. How about that?
Well, so I wouldn't know. I would honestly just say Google it. Google what type of insurance you could get for your company and your state, because every state has different things, right? So, you know, we don't specifically deal with anything like that. I would just say Google it.
I got you.
That's so,
fine. And, currently we're not licensed or bonded or anything. Because honestly, I have no idea what direction to go. It's very unclear.
Anything I'm going to mention here, Manuel, is going to be included. It's not going to cost anything additional. Do you have a logo already, or do you want us to create you one?
I do have one. I'm not married to it yet.
Okay.
I don't know how I feel about it, so I mean, y'all can make one if
okay,
it's better
okay.
than what I have. Right. Matter of fact, I do have a landing page that you could just access right now, and you could see everything that I have, all the services I offer, and everything. They're not gonna say they're like search engine optimized or anything because I didn't write any description with keywords per se. The landing page is m1services.square.site.
Oh, okay. So it's different than the – oh, okay. So that is actually what I have, the m1services.square.site. But mm-hmm. when I pressed on that, it didn't actually go to anything. So,
really?
Let me see. I'll do it. It says 404 page not found. That's what it says.
Hold on. I probably wrote them. Oh, because it's m1outdoor.square. I'm sorry. It's
okay,
m1outdoor.square.site.
M1outdoor, hold on. .square.site?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, so is this just where people can purchase your services, basically?
Yeah, it's an appointment landing. It's a landing page / appointment site. Basically, they have a very basic overview of what we offer, how much it costs, and what usually the time it takes. That's why everything is set up like by square feet and everything. Like I said, we price everything by national price average to keep everything fair. That's why everything's broken down like that, basically. But yeah, that's all I offer.
Okay.
Everything I have. And I don't know, like y'all could go through a couple of these things and there's some things right there that I want to specify because the trash can cleaning is
I had already said, Manuel, we don't deal with other people's websites, but so are you going to want to keep this and then we can get you a different domain name, or do you want us to use this domain name?
Mm-mm. I already have the other professional domain name, the kyoutdoorservices.com. I own that.
Okay, kyservices.com.
No, it's KY Outdoor Services. Yeah, kyoutdoorservices.com.
Okay. And you, but you don't remember who you got that through, whether it was Wix or GoDaddy?
Google.
Oh, Google.
No, I got that through Google. A Google Workspace account.
Okay, perfect. So we can absolutely use that for the domain name, just so you know. Manuel, do you have a Facebook business profile, or do you want us to create you one?
I do. It's called M1 Outdoor Maintenance. Yeah, it was a different name at that point in time, and then after we bought the domain and everything, we changed it.
Okay. Now, do you want to add your wife as an authorized user on the account or anybody else?
I mean, not at the moment.
Okay. And basically all that means is if somebody else calls in wanting information.
She can make a decision.
Well, yeah, it's more just about, like, information. If they want to call in, you know, asking about the account, then we would be able to relay the information.
Oh, yeah, then that's fine.
Okay.
Then that's fine. Do you need her information?
Just her first name and last name. I mean, I'm assuming it's the same last name, right?
No, not yet.
Okay. What's her first name?
Chloe.
Chloe.
C-H-L-O-E. I don't know. She hated it. She doesn't want our daughter to have it.
I think it. Oh, I love that name, Chloe. Now, what is her last name?
Fonseca. F-O-N-S-E-C-A.
Okay, perfect. And now, is this always going to be the best phone number for you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This is the business phone number.
Okay, and now, so like I said, anything I'm going to mention is going to be included. It won't cost anything extra, but you said this is your business line, so I doubt you would be interested in this, but we do have something that's called a call tracking number. It's basically a number that's listed online that's not your personal phone number, but it would be directed to your personal line. It does come with an app. So, I mean, is that something you might be interested in, or?
I don't know. That sounds really, that sounds really convenient, because I don't have notoriety. People don't know who we are yet. We have about 6 recurring clients. They do make me about $10,000 a month, but it's because they get roof cleanings and pressure washings for the whole house. Like, literally, if one of those people leaves, I get cut like a 15% or 18% of my revenue. So them, I don't matter, like, if they keep the phone, but if it's free, I mean,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll send you the application for it. It's super quick. You just fill out your phone number and name, and email, mm-hmm. I believe. So just if you want to do that, then let them know in your client interview, you know, that that's something you want to move forward with, okay? So now let's go ahead and actually set that up, your client interview. Hold on 1 second. Let me see what I have available here. Okay. So tomorrow, basically, it's pretty open. I have from 10 a.m. Eastern time to 6 p.m. What would be better for you in between that time? Closer to 2?
I'm on my lunch right now.
Oh, okay. No problem. So we could do 2 o'clock.
To
2. Oh, 12 mm-hmm. to
2. No,
oh.
Yeah, whenever it works for you. Usually towards 2, because that's why I'm having lunch now. You have to finish this meeting so I can actually hit up that client from Danville so I can actually see if I can go over there today.
Okay, so we're
so
almost done.
Do, like, today's, no, you're fine. I'm just recapping in my head. I have to, it's a discipline exercise. If you say what you have to do out loud, it sounds like an order. So your subconscious is more compelled to see it through because it's told what to do.
Okay.
it's a mindset, money mindset thing. You can call me tomorrow at 12:30 or 1. It's fine.
Okay.
Because it won't take that long, right? Like half an hour, like this one.
Yes. So we can do it from 12 to 1. Now the whole phone call will not be an hour. Just allow that hour in case they're finishing up with somebody before you. Okay. Okay, so perfect. I have everything set up that I need. Now, for billing, right, it's the same address, the 201 Harding Street, correct? And then is it going to be a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
Visa.
Okay, and I'm ready for that card number whenever you are.
Hold on, give me 1 second. I don't even have my wallet with me. I put my wallet somewhere, but I have a little 1-year-old that likes stealing it and putting it wherever she likes.
Yeah. My nephews do that to my sister literally all the time. She lost the keys to the car for like a week.
Hey, speaking of her, little girl, how you doing, Mama? Hey, can you go outside? Daddy's having a meeting. Come on. Go, Mama. Thank you. Bye-bye. She likes my office. She don't like her room. She likes my office. That's where I'm at. All right. Let me transfer. Before you do anything, I need to... I'm doing all these off of my personal credit card, and I should really just go to do it through Truist.
Well, I mean, if you ever want to change it, you absolutely can change, you know, if, whatever.
No, I know that, but it's the thing about actually doing, let me just submit a payment for the amount.
Okay.
Because I already have, I have revolving personal credit, and since I have multiple companies, it looks better, and it's a legal loophole to where, since I own the company, but I am not registered under the company, I can 1099 myself, and it's a tax deduction within the tax deduction.
Hey, more power to you. I'd say get those tax deductions for sure.
I'm telling you, you laughing. I'm telling you.
No, I think it's great. I hate paying taxes.
You.
I don't think anybody actually
likes
paying taxes. You know what I mean? It's, you know.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you're laughing now, but in two months of us conducting business, you listening and paying attention to the way I'm talking, everything, I show people. The knowledge is out there. Everything is on the internet. That's the worst thing they did. They said that they could give us the tools and we wouldn't look for them. But everything's out there. You don't have to pay taxes. It sounds crazy, but you don't have to. If not, Donald Trump would have gave his tax statements a couple of years ago.
Like,
legally
right.
Doesn't pay taxes. You can't get mad at the man. Ask the man how he does it, and he shows you, because Robert Kiyosaki shows you how to do it, he shows you how to do it. God, just don't listen. I'm sorry. I'm making a payment real quick.
Oh, to, like, another card?
Yeah. I have to.
Is it still going to be a Visa?
No, yeah, it's still the Visa. It's just not the company's Visa. It's mine.
Okay.
Hmm. You said how much would it be in total?
$149.
Just $149. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I like making the payments and knowing that I have the money to pay for it. You don't play with the utilization. You don't give them a chance to strike any unnecessary data on your credit report. It's a whole thing. I have
something I'm always trying to work on better, you know.
Hey, you have my phone number. I am a certified consumer analyst. Like, this is my other company. Like, this is what I know how to do. Like, I taught myself, you said it yourself, like, pressure washing is a skill. Not everybody can wake up at 5 a.m. to prep their truck, just load into warehouse, douse chemicals, wear your PPE because you're the one that's responsible for yourself. If OSHA sees you doing a commercial lot, you're the one that's getting fined $25,000, not anybody else. But that's the skill I already knew because I worked in power plants. I worked in shipyards and other stuff. What I learned, what I taught myself is the consumer side, because this is where the money's at. You can take down my number. It's not expensive. I charge $350 for credit audits and consulting. I'll tell you what you have in your credit report, how you can get it off,
how to
keep it off. See, that's the thing. I have so many phone calls and I have so many things going on.
And
like,
you charge $350? And so
it's a monthly thing. So this is basically, okay, how I break it down is if you actually, and I keep it affordable because I had city credit.
Yeah.
I had a 488. If you didn't know that they went down there, they do.
Well, it's considered like no credit at that point, right?
No, no credit. Even that's a thing because that's what they don't want you to know. There are laws in this great country that afford us rights, right?
Yeah.
Those laws. Let me give you the credit card number before I keep going on because this is the things I like talking about. These are $100,000 conversations. That's what my mentor calls them. Because when you unlock this knowledge, you find your strong man. Hold on. Write this number now. It's 406-3575.
And then the expiration?
1026.
Okay, and then the three-digit code on the back?
723.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so what I'm doing now is I'm updating and processing the payment for the 149. I am going to read to you a manual, something called a voice verification. So just to get that out of the way, and then we could continue the conversation. So I just need to do this real quick. Uh-huh. But so basically it's welcome to Local Splashes voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and is to outline the service agreement and this is an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
M1 Outdoor Services.
Okay, please state your name and title within the business.
Manuel Lugo. I am president, CEO of M1 APH, founder of M1 Outdoor Services.
Okay, and you're authorized to enter into agreement on behalf of this business, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so now, Manuel, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So what this means is we will never call you asking for more money. If any other marketing company calls you, just simply let them know that you're working with us already. At this time, I'm going to set up a security question with you. So if you ever have any doubt about who might be calling, just ask them this question. So you get to choose from three. It's mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one of those do you want to choose?
Can I not enter a custom? Because usually I just ask people what my daughter's name is. My daughter don't have on social media or nothing.
Yeah, I wish we had a custom one, but no, it's just those three.
Dang. So you said, first pet. I had a Crocker Spaniel named Copito. C-O-P-I-T-O. It was a mean-ass, fucking, disgusting dog. He went blind and bit me in my left arm.
Okay.
I hated him. That's why I remember his name, because I hated him.
I'm sorry. Say, how do you spell his name one more time? It's C-O...
C-O-P-I-T-O.
Oh, okay.
It's in Spanish, so it's a different pronunciation because it's in Spanish, but yeah. It means little cup. Because when we got him, he had, Crocker Spaniels are all hairy and they're like mismatched and then some of them look like Dalmatians and have spots. Well, this one had like a little spoon on his ribcage, so we called him Little Spoon. Motherfucker ended up biting me twice.
It was a Cocker Spaniel?
Yes, it was a Cocker Spaniel.
Yeah, that was the first dog I was ever bit by, too.
I kicked him so hard. I'm sorry for laughing. That's cruel.
No, they're just not good dogs for kids, I think, really. But anyways.
I was 9 years old, ma'am. I was 9 years old. That is an actual trauma of mine.
Yeah. Well, anyways, so we're almost done with this. But Manuel, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash within a 24-hour period?
Say that to me one more time.
Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash within a 24-hour period?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and then hiring
from you guys.
Yeah, so that is, it would be the same for us. So we would always be responsive within a 24-hour period to any of your communications. So,
perfect.
Now, in hiring us as your certified marketing representative, if you decide to do any other online marketing, which you won't need to, just let us know, okay?
Perfect. Yeah, as to not have y'all competing and making it look like fraudulent activity on my behalf, I guess.
Well, I mean, it's just more that you can't have more than one person handling, like, your Google business profile. So, it would be a conflict.
I mean, y'all have one out of five. Hopefully, we can gain enough confidence in you guys to where I can actually give you all my, because I know that I've read something about Google Guarantee and other things. I remember, because I know that I wanted y'all.
Well,
you guys are in another company, and y'all stuff.
So the problem is with your particular type of industry, there's nothing that qualifies for pressure washing for Google Guaranteed. So there's only certain industries that qualify for Google Guaranteed.
That's fine. Could you tell me which industries qualify for said services, I will go set up another LLC because I already have 13 of them. I'm using five.
Oh, well, right. So, I mean, there's like handyman and general contracting, you know.
That's something that that's one of the things that I want to do. I am not going to do that now, but it is great that y'all actually do that because we're looking to start property development, hopefully, in 2024 to 2025. Hopefully.
Okay.
General contracting is something that I do know that is very, very profitable.
Definitely.
That's where the millions and millions are.
Absolutely.
So
almost done with this though. So now, Manuel, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged in today's date of December 28th, 2022, in the non-refundable amount of $149. Now, this will be a recurring payment. So when the term is completed, it will automatically renew on the 28th of the month in the amount of $149. Now, Manuel, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent your charges from the next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. So do you agree and understand to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Oh, I do not understand. You know, I have no entity stand over me. That is not the definition. I know that you're not doing it in a menacing or malice of intention, but that is not. Because we are on a recorded line. And if we're speaking business, we're speaking legalese. And you saying, you uttering the words, do you understand? In English means if I get it, right? In business, legalese, it means do you stand over me? Do I give you authority No, I do not. I get what you're talking about.
Okay. Okay, all right. Well,
I'm telling you. You're going to write my name and my number down. You're going to call me on an unrecorded line. You're going to give me 30 to 45 minutes of your time. I'm going to do this straight up for free. Trust me, a 30-minute conversation with a man like me with my knowledge is going to change your life. If you're working remote and you're not doing it 3 times, 4 times, making at least $400,000 a year like I have mentors and friends doing, we're going to change your life. Trust me.
Okay.
There's a lot of things that a lot of people that conduct business daily do not know. That's why I have to be on everybody has to be on their toes because things like that, you work for a corporation.
Yeah.
You are representing a corporation right now. That corporation speaks this language that you and I are not supposed to know. And since we are being recorded, those words being uttered imply that which I just told you. When you say, do you understand, it doesn't mean do you get what I'm talking about. It means do you stand under me in an authoritative position, whereas I already have your credit card, which is my credit card to bill, and other things that it's a long Trust me.
Well, I guess I just mostly do you agree to the terms, you know. But you agree to that, right?
That's the thing. That's where we're going. I do agree to the terms.
Okay, okay. Okay, perfect.
Trust me. If you do decide to give me a call, I'll send you some information, and your husband, if you have one, whatever, y'all going to have a good time learning about all this stuff, because this is things that change lives.
For sure, absolutely. So one of the last things I just need from you, Manuel, is you should have received a text message just now. It says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Do you see that?
Mm-hmm. Send a copy of your invoice. Uh-huh.
Yeah, if you could do me a favor and open up that link, it's going to take you to terms, the terms of experience. Now, this mm-hmm. is everything that we discussed in writing. Just to go over what you're getting, so you will be getting the Google Business Profile Optimization, the directory submission, the landing page. Now, Google Ads, Google Workspace, and LSA are something separate, so that's not included in what you're paying for. But, I mean, you already have Workspace, so, you know, you're kind mm-hmm. of ahead of the game there. you will be getting the advanced reporting and the live client support. So take your time, look that over. If you have any questions, definitely let me know. Once you're done looking it over, scroll to the bottom. There's a little white box that says, I certify I'm the authorized holder of the card. And then in the orange mm-hmm. box, type out your name. When you're done with that, press confirm signature.
Okay, give me one second. I'm going through this real quick. So you said I get the business profile optimization, the directory, the landing page,
mm-hmm.
and the advanced reporting and the live client support.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. What is LSA? I thought it was local SEO that y'all were selling me on.
Yeah. No, so LSA is Google Guaranteed.
Oh, okay.
So it's called Perfect. Local Service Ads, but that would be for Google Guaranteed.
That's fine. Hopefully, I do have a question. How uh-huh. much would it cost to just add on the Google Ads?
Like, well, so that would be the...
Because I'm already committed to the $149. That's already a go. I'm not telling you I'm not about to change the business plan at the last second. I'm not doing that. I'm happy with what we have, but I do want your Google Ad services because I'm going to give y'all 2 months paying what I'm paying right now and doing what we're doing right now. And then I'll add Google Ads for another month just to see the difference, because I'm hoping that you guys, the conversation that we've had up to now, I've analyzed, and I know that you know what you're talking about. You're just sales. Mm-hmm. I know that you're just sales. So if you're only a part of the department that's literally a sales engineer, you're showing me how the SaaS works and putting me on, basically, the people that's supposed to deal with me every day are supposed to know more. So I'm confident that y'all is actually going to do y'all jobs.
I want
to know how much it'll just cost to add that on, because like you said, I already have Google Workspace and I'm stubborn. Right. I'm looking at it and I'm trying to figure it out. I'm stubborn. I'm gonna figure it out probably in a week or two, and then I won't need y'all to do it for me. But I want professionals to do my Google Ads. I know that I do not want to compete with these people on that level, because that's like, I'm not going, like I said before, like my biggest competition has 36 years in this industry, in this town, in this area. Like, they are not going nowhere. It don't matter if I charge none of their clients 50 off, they are not leaving. Neither are the people for Vet Pro Wash, because they've been in the business for 18 years. Google Ads will push me close to them.
Right.
That's not what I wanted, though. I want Facebook ads is what you told me about. You said it was an extra $100.
Yes. So Google ads would be, if you wanted to do that, it would be an extra $300. So that just from whatever you're paying now, it would either be an extra $100 or $300 for either ad spend. So essentially that extra $100 or $300 just goes directly into your ad spend for the month, and then we manage it.
Okay. I'll probably try it next month anyways, because all okay. I want to do, once I make money off you guys, this is how I treat every business. Once I make money off the business, that money is not profit until I can count it 5 times.
Okay.
So I just throw it in there and throw it in there. If y'all can consistently deliver on what y'all telling me, it's all going to be good. Because as long as I make money, I'm happy. If I'm happy, I continue to educate and do what I do.
Absolutely. 100%. And that's really all I want.
All right. So you said, I certify that I am the authorized holder and sign on the credit card. All the information. Y'all do not require my social security number and none of that, right?
No. I mean, if you ever did Google Guaranteed, just for whatever business you might open, it is required for that, but not for this, no.
Okay. Just in case. Because this is a recorded line. And if y'all do not request that now, I do not consent the use of it.
Yeah, no, we don't need that.
All right. I hit okay, and it took me to a username and password place.
Perfect. So that's going to be for your reporting dashboard manual. You're going to get the login credentials for that within 5 to 7 business days. So it will be emailed to you. If you want, you could absolutely, like, bookmark that page. You'll definitely get that emailed as well. So I did actually send you a couple of extra text messages just now. One is with my extension and phone number. So I will always be the lead on your account. So, Manuel, if you ever need anything, like, escalated, I mean, if you do want to upgrade to Google Ads or Facebook Ads, whatever it may be, you could always reach me directly. Then I did send you a YouTube video of exactly how your reporting dashboard works. I did send a text message. Hopefully, you know, if you like this experience, you could leave a review and rate your experience with us. And then other than that, everything is good and sent. So, I mean, I'm excited to get you started with all of this. Did you have any other questions at all?
Honestly, I should have asked this a while ago. When am I going to start seeing actual leads from y'all?
So, like I said, the timeline, is 30 to 45 days to see the maximum results. So that's why we ask you to get the 2 months, because within that 30 to 45 days, you'll start seeing yourself on the first page.
Okay. Hey, I think I'm going to have to do Facebook. Man, how much is the – no, it's a whole extra 100. I'm not going to do that right now. That's fine. So it'll take time, because I know I need now. Like, I don't need now, because I already have the workload that I want, but I want a little bit more.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see if I could push at least $2,000-$3,000 before I see 2023. I know I got 2 days. I know I can make $500-$600 in a day. It's not hard, but hey, it is what it is. So I won't see any kind of leads until y'all set up in a month. Right.
Yeah, I mean, you know, so I have seen it happen quicker. I mean, especially since you have your Google Business Profile, I mean, that helps a lot. You know, that in itself can take about 10 days to come out. But ultimately, yeah. What we do is under promise and over deliver. So, I mean, as long as you're in communication with us, you know, they do whatever you ask for, that type of stuff, it'll happen quicker. It's just, I would say it's mostly a lack of communication sometimes with a client that makes it last longer. So,
100%.
You know, it's just like a partnership, you know what I mean? So that's really ultimately what it is, as a partnership that we have with you.
That's perfect. All right. We have a call tomorrow, right?
Yes, so look out for that phone call between 12 at 12 and 1.
30 to 1, 12 and 1. Okay, perfect.
Yeah, and so they will, tomorrow, Manuel, they will be calling you from that 877 number. I always suggest just to save that number in your phone. From this point forward, they will always call you from that number, 877-635-6225.
Hold on. You said 877-635-225.
Yeah,
that is, 625. Oh, that is your phone number. Okay.
Yeah.
I already, okay. Perfect.
All right. Well, you're all set. So, I mean, if you need anything at all, you can always reach me directly at my extension, okay?
Perfect. I'm actually going to sit down and look through these links that you sent me. Because I want to further look at what, because like you just said, I can only expect y'all to do as much as I'm doing because it's a partnership.
Yeah, absolutely.
She really
definitely.
Took my loop. You took my wallet.
Take your time. Go through that. You got some good information there to start. So, and they'll definitely go over more of that with you tomorrow in the client interview.
Perfect.
All right, Manuel. Well, hey, it's been a pleasure talking to you. I've really appreciated it. So, hope you have a great rest of your day, and we'll be calling you tomorrow, okay?
Likewise. Hey, and I was serious about that consult. I'll do it for free. Like, you can take down my information and call me whenever you're off. I promise you. Half an hour of your time, and you're going to, it's going to change your life.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate it.
All right, well, you have a great day.
You too, Manuel.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.